Hello, and welcome to Dad Educates Daughter, Series 6, Episode 3. So Episode 3 means that we're talking now, that's what I call music, Volume 3. So, hello Rebecca.
Hello Dad. I think these are going to be the easiest episode numbers, aren't they?
Yeah, but it's good that you're listening to them and probably remembering, because obviously a lot of the songs you've already heard, because these are the best songs or meant to have been of the 80s, because that is how the now came across. As I say, it won't be all of them, because there was still, you know, but EMI was a big player in the 80s, so a lot of the big songs will be on there, but they wouldn't have had rights to everything. And as I said, there was the rival Hits tape. But this was the big compilation one, and pretty much as we've already said, when it was released, it went to number one. So.
So like every week, if you ever tell me where's in the charts, I can guess that it came at number one.
Yeah.
That's easy.
So we'll start with that then. So Now That's What I Call Music, Volume 3, was released. Mm-hmm. Now this might shock you. July 1984. So it's the second one from 1984.
Hang on. Yeah, because last week was March.
Yeah. So we started off with Christmas 83. November 1983 was the first one. March 1984 was now two. And July 1984 is number three. So we already know that there's probably going to be another one for Christmas, so that means there was three at least in 1984.
So when you've said that, obviously we're on in 2024, we're on 119, and you said that they released, that there's been years where they released more than one, I thought that would have been way down the line, but not literally as soon as the first one was released there, like right.
I think I touched on it last week. I think it was to begin with is keeping that, because they wouldn't have built up a following or I want to get the latest now or whatever. So by keep on releasing it with new music meant that they were ahead of their competitors, and also keeping it in the minds of the people buying it, i.e. us, the customer. That's probably why they did it, because you see that you look at it and you think, I like that. Oh, I'm going to buy this. And, you know, you've got all your best songs on one tape rather than buying the album of the artist that you like with a couple of songs you don't really like. Or, you know, this one has got everything from the charts. And if you like the majority of them, you're going to go and buy it.
I was just about to say that, because it's weird. Most people would probably have the singles, the albums from these big artists that they liked. But then really, coming from my side, where we've done five series of each week, I listen to specific artists and all their top hits. So I listen to more than just an album, really, with quite a lot of them. Having the Now tapes, it's really nice to have that difference in every song rather than having that same person. So as much as part of me is like, what's the point, like when I first think of like compilation tapes, I'm like, what's the point in them? Because if you like the artist, you're going to have all their songs and listen to that anyway. But now listening to them, I'm like, but it's like a playlist, isn't it? You make up a song, so you've got all your different ones rather than just listen to one specific person. It's like that, and it is actually really nice to just listen to the different people that did really well and those top songs. You're not listening to those album fillers that are a bit naff, that you just, you know, you don't know whether they're going to be good or bad. They're actually all the good songs. So I really like that about these. They definitely hit the nail on the head on what they did, didn't they?
Yeah, I mean, it's just good marketing at the time, I guess, you know.
Yeah.
And what I can tell you is Now 3, I have it here on cassette.
When did you stop buying them?
Oh, I don't know. I've got some on CD, because obviously I just bought cassettes at the time. That's all I could afford. CDs were quite expensive for what they were. back in the day. So you bought cassette, and I didn't have a CD player, so I had a Walkman, and I'd listen to it on the go, you know, while out riding your bike or whatever. So cassettes was always my go-to. And I think I've got up to about now 30 on cassette, something like that.
Wow, that's good going, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
But then you say that, you did continue with your cassettes when I was born because you had a car.
Still had cassette player. Like now, my car's now still got a CD player when everyone else is onto Bluetooth or whatever, you know. I'm still behind the times on that.
Yeah, but it's all right, Chad.
There we go.
You're a loyal fan.
Yeah. We'll look at the now three cassette, and obviously the others would have been the same, LP, and I think CDs were out by now. I'm not sure. They might not have been, actually. It might still be cassette and CD that these are on, actually, to think about it. CDs probably still weren't really around.
So it would have been the cassette and
to
the vinyls.
To warrant making it. So, yeah, definitely cassettes and vinyls. This is the cover. And what do we have?
Pig on it.
We have the pig.
The pig
has now made it onto the cover. This is when the advertising and the pig was a big thing for the next couple of, you know, things. It advertised them on the telly because they now was advertised big on the TV.
And so that pig now isn't to do with the advert.
No, it's this is there. He's got some pig shades on. He's a bit of a hipster, really. So he's like a DJ pig.
Okay, yeah, I did see him. Yes, that's clearer.
Which is completely different to the
original poster
pig. You can see it there.
Yeah, but he's still doing the same pose, isn't he?
All same sort of pose. Yeah, yeah, I agree. Same.
Yeah.
He's actually, they put some shades on him. They've taken the same and put some shades on him. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the first time that the now pig has been involved on the cover, and that was now three. So we had two tapes, as we did with all the others, and we've got a side one and two, and then a side one and two again, or three and four, as we will. We will say it's funny on the actual cassette.
I've got that down now. I know it's tape one, side one, and two.
So on the cassette, it says
one, two.
And then if I get the cassette two out, guess what?
Oh,
hang on though. So on the cassette, it says side one, side two, and on cassette two, it says side one, side two. But if you look at the back of the inlay of now three, we have.
Oh, it says side three.
And side
four. So they've not followed through with that. And so then I guess it's easier to write it like that.
It's saying side one, side two, side three, side four. On the cassette, it's just side one and two.
Just, but on the cassette, does it say cassette one and cassette two?
Well, it doesn't. It does, but you have to know, you have to understand it. So if I show you here, where am I? There.
Oh, where it says 31.
31 is now three, cassette one. It took me a while to work it out. And if you look at this one.
Now three, cassette two, 32.
Now 32, but it's actually now three, cassette two.
Yeah. I'm with you.
So that is how you know if you've been dodged.
I was going to say, because
you're a wrong cassette or something, because it won't have now three, cassette two. I mean, people these days will probably look at that and go, you've got now 32 tape in your now three. No, that's now three, cassette two. But yes.
You're here to teach, Dad. You're here to teach.
So, yeah. So this was also re-released in July 2019. Now, this is interesting. We're talking about how many has been released. We're saying this is now has been re-released about the re-releases. This was re-released at the same time as now, 103. So we are on now three, but we've had 100, 101, 102, 103. We've had four nows in the space of them re-releasing three nows.
Yeah. And now two got re-released with now 101 in
102. 101 had come in between.
Yes, 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 I do remember. Yeah. But that was also in 2019, wasn't it?
Yep, that was, I don't know when in 2019, I haven't written it down. This was July, so I'm guessing that was probably the same as March. It was probably March time.
You would have said it last week, I just can't remember the specific date.
I can't remember exactly. So this was July. Just so you know, in the charts, now 103 was in the compilation chart, number one. The re-release of now volume 3 was number 2.
Shock. Not a shock.
No. So, now 3, released in 1984, 30 tracks. And that was broke down like this. Cassette 1, side 1, 8 tracks. Cassette 1, side 2, 7 tracks. So we had 15 tracks on one cassette. And then pretty much the same on cassette 2. Side 3, 8 tracks. Side 4, 7 tracks. 15 tracks. So 30 tracks across the two cassettes.
Makes a lot more sense than what they've been doing in others.
Well, they're the same. As
No,
it's the same as now 2, not now 1.
Oh, okay, now 1 was the weird one then.
Yeah, now 1 was a bit top heavy, I think, on
yeah, it was. It did 60
one side. Yeah. So if we run through how many number ones?
I have gone for, I'll just tell you what ones because I've not written the actual total amount. So I've gone for Duran Duran, The Reflex, which, can I just say, before you go through the songs and whatnot, it's mad. Duran Duran have appeared on everyone since, so you can tell how big they are. Like, they're still going strong. Like, they're the people that you want on your album. I feel like they're like the sellers. And they're always on cassette one, side one. I feel it was nice to see Wham appear as well. And it's nice hearing songs that I may necessarily have not heard or listened to again in a while. So it was nice to hear Nelson Mandela, because I just think that's a great song. Locomotion by OMD. Take Me Up by Thompson Twins, just to...
One of my favourites. Well, that and last week's one.
Yeah. But also, it's crazy how many people I'm still finding in these that I may not have had before. Or just had an impact on me because I don't remember them. So, like, Grandmaster and Mel now.
I don't know. I thought we'd touched on them. Maybe not. Maybe not. They were like the first rap. They were early rap. And definitely The Art Company.
Yes, that's on there that I've not heard. David Sylvian.
Yes, you did have him.
Did I? I did not remember that song.
He's the lead singer of Japan.
But did I have him as a soloist?
I think you did. I think you did.
I don't remember that song at all. And then the only other one was, and I don't know, I feel like this could be, so I'm unsure, but the Flying Pickets, did I have them? Because I thought
The reason I didn't give you them, they were a cover band.
Right, originally. Okay. So I thought I'd heard song, but I was like, I don't recognize the band name.
No, I didn't do them. No. They were like, I classed them as a novelty. We should have had them in the novelty week
when we had
a novelty band, but
and then
we didn't have them.
The only other one, so again, now three still isn't on Spotify, so I've made my own playlist, but again, because obviously I don't know what songs I'm using the internet to find. So I should just ask you to send me a picture of the tape, but I've done it. We've not gone wrong. But this week, I was adding my songs, and like on where I found it, the specials were listed as special AKA, and I'm like, no, Nelson Mandela was the specials. I knew that anyway. And then the Young at Heart, so we're talking tape two, side one, well, side three.
Yeah.
Young at Heart.
Yeah.
No.
No. Ooh. I know what you're going to say. 1990s.
No, but who's it by? Because in the list that I've got, it says Bluebirds, but when I looked for it on Spotify, it was Bluebells.
It is Bluebells.
Right, so I've listed them as Bluebirds, and I was like, I can only find Bluebells. So I added Bluebells, I listened to Bluebells. I've never had them before, either have I. But you've just said they're 90s. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Just wanted to check that I had listened to the right stuff.
I'm just checking myself now. Yeah, definitely.
Oh yes, yeah, okay, that's fine, just because it was listed differently. So I wanted to check, but then because I hadn't heard of them either, like either of them, I was like, right, well, these are another one I've not heard. So it is,
we
really
done Bluebells. We did do Bluebells.
No, we didn't.
Right, I'm just gonna to pick you up on this. So the Males series 4 episode 9 had Elton John, Chris Rea, David Sylvan, what do you want to say? Sting, Colonel Abrams, and Neil Diamond. So you definitely had David Sylvan. As well, I say, David, he was Sylvian, the lead singer of Japan.
Well, he didn't leave much of a mark, and amongst all of those other people, he weren't really.
He didn't, to be honest, anyway. He's better known for Japan, to be fair. And in the Bands, Series 2, Episode 15, you had Bronski Beat, King, Skritti Politti, Prefab Sprout, The Bluebells, and The Colourfield.
Okay, well, I don't remember The Bluebells.
So, yes, you did.
But then I don't know if The Bluebirds threw me off. But anyway, it is. Yeah. We've still found artists that I haven't listened to.
Yeah, definitely the Art Company you wouldn't have come across, and a certain Gary Glitter we haven't done, but we won't won't dwell on that one. We won't Gary Glitter.
Oh no, I thought we did.
It wasn't so much 80s. Oh, we may have.
We won't let
talk
him take up
about him too much, but no, I've just checked. I'll put in Harry. That's why. Should be Gary. Don't know why it's done that. No, unless my phone has completely.
Okay. No, it's okay. Chucked him out. I probably thought we'd done him because I have heard his name and I know who he is.
Yeah, he was more glam rock 70s than 80s.
And then there's the Grandmaster and Mel Mel. We didn't do those.
No. I thought we'd maybe mentioned them, but we didn't do them.
And they weren't in our duo week either.
So, yeah.
But yeah, so it's nice that we're still finding. It just shows the vast amount of artists and bands that were existing in the 80s producing music. So to get on to now, I think is probably an achievement especially at the beginning. And just shows how big you were. But yeah, so it's quite nice that I'm still finding people that I don't like, that I've not heard of. And also, I always think about I don't know whether you ever listen to albums and think of the flow of it.
I know when you go from like a really upbeat one to a really slow one, that does annoy me when it's like, I'm just into this, and then now you've gone white belt, or you know, really something really good, and then hip hop comes in or something, you know, totally different. Yeah.
Completely get that with a complete, like, it's different with like an album of just your artists, and I know that artists really do think about the order of their songs, like I know that, but it's all the same artists and they're in charge of who get what,
and you don't know how much of a say the artist has or the EMI had, whereas they want you know, I want this one on the first I want this as the last, so you know, you don't know.
Yeah, exactly. And it is really hard because you have got such a vast variety of genres. You're not going to be able to get it where it flows completely. But there are a few, and I think I'll mention it every week. there's a few where you just kind of like, that shouldn't have gone after that one. Like, let's do Tina Turner, What's Love Got to Do with It? Oh my goodness, what a great song. And then the next one was Flying Pickets, When You're Young and in Love, and you're like, oh.
Well, no, and it's even the first one before that, Dr. Mabuse by Propaganda, it just doesn't,
So, like, sometimes they don't flow, and, like, it can be a bit of a whirlwind of listening in the car when you're getting into it, and then it changes, and you're like, oh, I've got to do some deep thinking now. And obviously, I'm not going to skip, like, you can skip, obviously, but because I'm listening to them to get feels, to know how it all flowed, to get my opinions, I'm not skipping. So I'm going through all these emotions in like one car journey sometimes. So the number ones that I thought. So we've got Duran Duran with The Reflex.
Yeah.
I have gone for Phil Collins, Against All Odds.
Yep.
Frankie Goes to Hollywood, Two Tribes. Queen with I Want to Break Free. And then Wham, Wake Me Up Before You Go Go. And Weather Girls, It's Raining Men. So six.
Okay, six number ones. Okay, what I can tell you.
It is really hard.
Yeah, it is. And you've gone too high. Only three number ones on this now. Only three. Okay. So we went from 11 in now, that's what I call volume one, to four in volume two, to three in volume three.
It's not like now is all about the number ones. Like
No.
But also, you've got, they've only just released one in March, so you've only got until July, but then they're not, are they? They're pulling it from archives as well, aren't they? It's not the most recent songs. But
No. All these would have been released in that space. They don't go back. They had a few that hadn't been released, but they never went back.
Right.
Not that I'm aware of.
Right, these would have all been released.
These would have been the hits since March when the last one came out. If they weren't already on the March one as but not that they were doing that as much by now too. I mean, now one, as I said, we had more than one group, so obviously selling their next single, like Hachikugu and UB40. But now we're just getting one artist and their song that they've obviously had
in that time frame.
So
you've not got the big time to have all the number ones and have loads, have you?
But when you think how long a number one can be in the chart, you're looking at 8 weeks, it could be, so.
And I don't think it would be the best to just focus.
No, like you don't want to. Because that's what people have gone out and bought already. That's how they got to number one.
Yeah.
Through the sales. So
you don't, it's nice to have them on there, but it's also nice to give other people.
They're the sellers. They are the sellers, but the others will still,
They're still competitive,
Let's find out what was on there and what you've listened to. So cassette one.
Do you want to know my favourite now or when you say it?
I'll go for your favourite being Nick Kershaw, Won't Let the Sun Go Down on Me.
Right. So Nick Kershaw is like, I feel like the love of my life in the 80s, but I didn't pick him for their favorite on here.
Okay,
he's my he's my second. So like there is two favorites really, because
Wham, Wake Me Up Before You Go Go.
No.
Thompson Twins, You Take Me Up.
No.
I don't know.
So it's actually Nelson Mandela by The Specials.
Oh, you've mentioned that a few. Hang on, they're The Specials. You can't stand Scar.
No, I can't. But Nelson Mandela on here is just a vibe, and it stands out. Honestly, it's a standout song, and I think that's what I'm going for with my favourite. I'm not going for my favourite of, because I could pick my favourite just by looking at the list.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going for a song that stands out when I'm listening. I'm going for one that's stuck with me. So when I'm listening in a playlist, Nelson Mandela just stands out. I just think it's a song where you're on your own up there. And I don't know, it just makes me smile when I listen to it. And I'm
just to point out
a special. Yeah.
It's not the specials. This is the specials, aka.
Yeah, I know, okay. But it's the specials on my
it is,
playlist.
It is. Yeah, because it's classed as a special.
AKA.
I will come to that. I will come to that. So, okay. Let's go through it then.
It's a shocking one, my favourite, but yeah. The ones you name, they are very me, and they are up there. And this one, I will say, was hard to pick a few. There are so many that just resonate with me and make me feel really good, which we all know is what I love about music. But I decided listening to this one. Going forward, my favorite is going to be like the standout one, the one that made me be like, oh yeah, you know, amongst all the songs, you've done it good, you've stood out.
Okay. So,
yeah.
So, cassette one, 8 tracks on this, side one. Oh, sorry, 15 tracks on cassette one, but side one, 8 tracks.
Oh yeah.
Duran Duran. The Reflex did indeed get to number one.
Yeah, thought so. Duran Duran are just massive at this point in time, aren't they?
Yeah. Nick Kershaw, I Won't Let the Sun Go Down on Me. That got to number two.
I didn't think he was a number one man.
It was kept off by another one that's on this compilation. We'll come to that and find out who that was. Sister Sledge, Thinking of You, that got to number 11, just outside the top 10.
Okay.
Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, or OMD for short, with Locomotion, that got to number 5. Ultravox, the new lineup now, obviously, with Madure. Dancing with Tears in My Eyes. Got to number 3. Howard Jones. I think he's been on a few now.
Yeah,
he has. Pearl in the Shell. I think he's been on all 3.
Yeah, I think he has.
He got to number 7. Blancmange. Don't Tell Me. That got to number 8. And the last one on side one, cassette one, is Phil Collins, Against All Odds. Against All Odds, Take a Look at Me Now, got to number 2.
Hey, that's a strong.
Very strong. I mean, the biggest or the highest chart position is number 11 with Sister Sledge, so just outside the top 10. But otherwise, very strong for the rest of them, to be honest. I'm just having a look what kept Phil Collins off the top, as you did mention them to be a number one as well.
I did.
Interesting to see. As I thought, I know what kept Nick Kershaw. I didn't realise he'd had such a high charter, actually, and that's what made me look when I looked at that.
Okay.
Hello. By Lionel Richie, kept Phil Collins off the top.
It's me.
So, yeah.
Same vibe, I think.
So, yes. People preferred, obviously, a bit of Lionel over a bit of Phil Collins. Personally, I'd be the other way around.
But, I was going to say, I think I'd be a bit of Phil Collins over Lionel.
Yeah, same here. But that's what kept Against All Odds off the top. So, we now come to side two of cassette one. Frankie Goes to Hollywood, Two Tribes, was number one and was the song that kept Nick Kershaw off the top. And there was one time in the chart where it went, Frankie Goes to Hollywood, number one, Two Tribes, Nick Kershaw, number two, Won't Let the Sun Go Down on Me, Frankie Goes to Hollywood, number three, Relax, because Relax came back up the charts. Everyone thought it was going to get back to number one. It actually peaked at number two. It knocked Nick Kershaw into back, obviously, as he was didn't get to number one. And then they didn't get ahead of Two Tribes. So Two Tribes continued at number one, and Relax only got to number two for the second, you know, as it come back up the charts.
Yeah.
So yes. Also, I've just had a look. Actually, interesting. Another one, The Reflex, that leapfrogged Phil Collins.
Oh, so that skipped.
It got to number one. In fact, Hello went straight out. So, Against All Odds, just going back in time a bit. Against All Odds was 3 weeks at number two. We know Hello was number one on the first one. The Reflex was then number one. Against All Odds, number two. And Locomotion, number five.
Oh.
And number three was one we haven't come across, which we'll be seeing later. It was the number three. So now it's got four songs from the top of the charts from May 1984. So yeah,
number three we'll be seeing later in this album.
Yes, I will come across that later. Right. So yeah, side two, seven tracks. Frankie Goes to Hollywood, Two Tribes was number one, as I say, kept off Nick Kershaw. Grandmaster and Mel, whatever you want to say. White Lines, Don't Do It was number seven, and I did check. We did touch on them. I had them as down as Grandmaster Flash. But we did touch on them in the very last episode.
When we went
through others could have been on there, and that was the song. The Special, AKA Nelson Mandela, that got to number nine.
Mm-hmm.
Womack and Womack, Love Wars, number 14. Style Council, You're the Best Thing. That got to number five. Bob Marley and the Wailers, One Love, People Get Ready, also a number five. And it finished off, the cassette one was finished off with a Bronski Beat, Small Town Boy, and that got to number three. So that is cassette one. Two number ones, The Reflex and Two Tribes.
Bronski Beat is also up there with good songs from this week.
Yeah. And just some notes on this cassette. I Won't Let the Sun Go Down on Me by Nick Kershaw was originally released in 1983 but failed to chart. And then after his hit,
I think Wouldn't It Be Good, on this.
He re-released it, and obviously it was in a hit, and it was a bigger hit than the first one.
Because I think
Wouldn't It Be Good,
You've said like sometimes it's not the
it's people knowing you, so
so having one song doesn't mean that your first song's a flop. It just means that you weren't
didn't get the marketing or whatever, you know. So Wouldn't It Be Good was well marketed, got to number four, and then the record company re-released I Won't Let the Sun Go Down on Me, I'm pleased to say, and it got to number two. But originally released in 1983, it was his debut release and didn't chart. Also, Thinking of You by Sister Sledge, they actually recorded it in 1979, but they didn't release it as a single until now.
When I was talking about the vibes, I didn't say this bit, like, it's very 80s, but they had a couple like Sister Sledge who had that disco feel, but it weren't bad, still like fit in. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so that makes sense.
They actually recorded the record in 1979, just never released it until 1984. And then lastly, The Special, AKA, as we've talked about, they succeeded The Specials, who had broken up in 1981. The Special, AKA, they ran from 1982 to 1985. However, it was a different lineup. So obviously Terry Hall, who went on to do Fun Boy 3 and The Colour Field, and we've mentioned.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the founder, Jerry Damas, had nothing to do with them.
Right, okay.
So the specials broke up. There was a, I think we touched on it. Because of some obviously the Jerry Damas become very political in his writing.
I was going to say, was this the one where they kind of disagreed and they didn't want to go down one route?
And is, although you can't get more political than singing a song about Nelson Mandela,
who
at the time was, you know, apartheid in South Africa and all that. Yeah. But yeah, this was the Terry Hall and that who had split. And then obviously they split again and formed Fun Boy 3. But yes. So that is cassette one. So we move on to cassette two. Again, 15 tracks. Only one number one, as we've worked out now, as we've had two number ones already. Side three had 8 tracks. And we start with Queen, I Want to Break 3. And that got to number 3. And that is the one from the chart of May 1984. Okay. So we had the Reflex, Against All Odds, I Want to Break Free, and then Automatic, the Pointer Sisters, and then Locomotion. So they were the top five. So only the Pointer Sisters Automatic is not on here.
They didn't quite make it onto now, but then it could have been who they were with.
And I've just seen number 6, One Love, People Get Ready, Bob Marley and the Wailers. They obviously went up to number 5. So you could have actually have got and then Don't Tell Me, Blancmange, number 8. So they literally, let's have a look at this this top 10 and go with that.
This week's
Yeah, we've got what? 1, 2, hang on, the Flying Pickets as well. Number 7. It literally is. I'm just looking at this. So this is the chart's top 10 of the 6th of May 1984 through to the 12th of May 1984. At number 1, The Reflex by Duran Duran. We've got that on this compilation tape. At number 2, Against All Odds, Take a Look at Me Now by Phil Collins. We have that on this compilation tape. At number 3, I Want to Break Free, Queen. We have that on this compilation tape. At number 4, Automatic, The Pointer Sisters, that isn't on here. At number 5, Locomotion by Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark. We have that on here. At number 6, One Love, People Get Ready, Bob Marley and the Wailers. We have that on here. Number 7, When You're Young and in Love by the Flying Pickets. We have that on here. Number 8, Don't Tell Me, Blancmange. We have that on here. Number 9, Footloose, Kenny Loggins. We don't have that. And number 10, Hello by Lionel Richie. We don't have. But we have, what, 7 of the top 10 just from that week on this Now compilation tape.
But if you think about it, March to July, that's 8 to choose from. So you would go.
No. But it's quite something to have.
But they might have been in the charts later as well. So, like you say,
They would have probably held a lot. You know, it does tell me how long they're in the charts. I mean, Don't Tell Me was in the charts for 5 weeks. When You're Young and in Love was 4 weeks. Bob Marley was 4 weeks. Locomotion was 5 weeks. Queen were 5 weeks. Phil Collins was 6 weeks. And The Reflex, only in the charts for 3 weeks. The Reflex, funny enough, but it got to number 1. So, yeah.
They probably did something else, didn't they?
So, no, interesting that. Okay, so cassette 2, 15 tracks, 8 tracks on side 3. Queen, I Want to Break 3, that got to number 3. Cyndi Lauper, Time After Time, also got to number 3. Alison Moyet, Love Resurrection, that got to number 3. No, number 10, number 10.
Can I say something on that one? I was listening to that one when I was run, and Aoife's not a fan. She went, because she could see the album cover on my screen in my car, and she went, Alison's a girl. That is she not singing? And I went, yeah, she is. She went, doesn't sound like a girl. And I went, well, it is. She's just got a deep voice. We got into it and I'm there like, I really like the chorus of that one. And I'm there. And she's like, Becca, can we turn it off? So Aoife's not a fan of Love Resurrection.
Well, just to let you know, on the notes I've got of that, this was her debut single following the this Yazoo disbandment, and they went their own way. Obviously, Vince Clark went on and done the Assembly. I think that was after. I think it was before Erasure. And she went solo, and this was her debut single as a soloist. Wow. So, yes. We then have the Blue Bells, not the Blue Birds. So I'll just hasten to add whoever had that on whoever's put Blue Birds on your, wherever you get yours from. Young at Heart. I got to number 8. Bananarama, Robert De Niro's Waiting. That got to number 3.
That's a really good song as well.
Yeah.
Listening back to that. That's another, Bananarama are another one where I've not really gone back to them. So it was nice to hear that.
Yeah. Propaganda, bit of a weird one, that one, to be on here. Dr. Mabuse, number 27. Because Propaganda never really made, they weren't big in the 80s. And this song, only just in the top 30, so it's a weird one to have on. I'm guessing they were under EMI and EMI were pushing them,
trying to push it.
Tina Turner, What's Love Got to Do with It, number 3. And then the last track on side 3 was The Flying Pickets, When You're Young and in Love, and that got to number 7, as we just pointed out. So we go on to the last side of this Now compilation, side 4. 7 tracks on this. We start with Wham, Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go, and straight in with a number 1. So they are your 3 number 1s, Duran Duran, Frankie Goes Hollywood, and Wham, probably the 3 biggest groups between 83 and 84.
And when we got to cassette, and we only had, was going to say, it's either going to be Queen or Wham. That it was going to be one of them. But Queen, obviously.
Yes. Then we have Thompson Twins, You Take Me Up, got to number 2. Again, a bit like Nick Kershaw, didn't realise they had such a high... I love Thompson Twins and I love Nick Kershaw. I just didn't realise they had such high charting songs. Definitely, I suppose, top 5 and that. And I suppose to a degree the same with Howard Jones. They were great music, but not necessarily...
recognised.
Top rank, not getting enough sales sort of thing. But, definitely You Take Me Up was... I didn't realise, because, Hold Me Now, number 4, Doctor, number 3, and you'd expect, another top 10, but I didn't realise they were, as I say, so high up. And I'm just quickly now seeing they're only number 2 for 1 week, and they were number 2 to Hello, funny enough. Another one. Who were not kept off the top by Lionel.
And so, Lionel never made it onto the tape.
And Lionel's not even on there,
It could be to do with the record.
It could be he was under Sony or someone else, if you get the hits tape from this, he may well have been on that if they were around then.
Yeah, that's true.
So we had Thompson Twins, You Take Me Up, number 2. The Weather Girls, It's Raining Men, number 2. Gary Glitter.
The ones that I've said as number 1. They have either been number one or have just missed out.
Gary Glitter, Dance Me Up. Again, I don't know why he's on there. He wasn't an 80s artist, really. Number 25.
So that song would have been released in this time period.
But he wasn't big in the 80s. Yeah.
Right, okay.
Moving on. The Art Company, Susanna, got to number 12. Madness, One Better Day, only got to number 17.
I don't think that's one of their best ones, though, either. I did like it, and I do like Madness, but I don't think that is the best.
And that's probably one that was put on, not knowing where they were going to peak. And then we have David Sylvian, better known as the lead singer of Japan. And Red Guitar, again, only got to number 17, which is why a lot of people don't really remember. Like, unlike George Michael of Wham, you don't really remember David Sylvian of Japan as a solo singer. So, yeah. So that is the two, or the whole of now three. Just some notes on cassette two. Queen. Yeah. So they released singles. So I guess four singles from their album The Works. And the way they did it is the singles released were all written by different members of the band. And I Want to Break Free was written by John Deacon. So this was his single from that album. So, and we also, we already had last week Radio Gaga, which we said was inspired for Lady Gaga. So that would have been written by one of the others. I don't know who. I haven't looked it up. But yeah, so they released four singles by each member of the band. And John Deacon got to number three. While Radio Gaga, only that got to number two. So whoever wrote Radio Gaga already had bragging rights over John Deacon, because they got to number two when he only got to number three.
Roger Taylor.
Ah, Roger Taylor. Okay, so there we go. So I don't know the other two. Obviously, we're looking at Brian May and Freddie Mercury would be. So they may be on later nows. We don't know. We'll find out. Alison Moyet, as I've already said, it was her debut single after Yazoo had disbanded. Young at Heart. Interesting. It was originally recorded by Bananarama. And funny enough, Bananarama were on the running order after the Bluebells. So it literally went Bluebells with a song that they'd recorded, but obviously didn't release. And it was given into Bluebells. And Bananarama then come after them with their song Robert De Niro. Bluebells got to number eight, Bananarama got to number three, so they obviously chose the right song to record. And then It's Raining Men, that is seen as an iconic gay anthem, and it was actually re-released in 1984 due to in 1983 only charting at number 31, and then it took off in the clubs, and obviously they re-released it and done much better, and hence it's on here. Only it's the only really hit that Weather Girls had, and it's an iconic gay scene. It's a gay scene that got them in onto this tape probably, and you know, as a that song as a charting song. Just some other things. So when the re-release came out in 2019, two tracks were omitted from it. One of them being Gary Glitters, because by that time he'd been charged and convicted as a paedophile in 1999. So that wasn't on the 2019 re-release. But also Bob Marley and the Wailers. They didn't get licensing agreement. So his estate, because obviously by this time he died, his estate didn't give permission for it to be used on the 2019.
So did they replace those songs? Or did
And that's what people have said. There was a list of songs around that time that could have been. But, you know, as I said before, it's all about having the rights. And would you want to be on a Now tape when you were... This is a reissue of Now 3. And... you have something on there that wasn't on Now Free. I mean, I can understand songs not be obviously they wouldn't have re-released it if the songs weren't on there, but you're only missing two. So you've got eight on one on two sides. You just move, they'd obviously have just, and the CD doesn't have, it's not like you have to change it. It's all on one CD, or they might have had two CDs. You don't have a side one and a side two. So it wouldn't have mattered. They'd have just, it would have just changed, they would just the running order. Two songs weren't on the reissue, but otherwise the reissue was exactly the same, but just 28 tracks, not 30. That is Now Three.
In Now Three, my favorites, because we like to do the sides, so this one I think was solid, and I think they did play tracks really well. A bit meh songs were hidden in with all your good songs, which is the way to do it. You don't want to have a side that's your all your meh songs, because no one would listen to that side.
Very true.
Quiet, put them in. But the ones that were my favourite, so my favourite side was side one, so tape one, side one. Then it was side three, so tape two, side three.
So what? Then sorry, what was the first? What was first?
Side one.
So cassette one, side one, yeah. Or side, yeah. So side one, yeah, sorry, yeah, side one,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then side three,
then side three,
uh-huh.
Then side two, and then side four. But side two and three was really hard to be like, oh, what,
yeah,
way
I can understand. I would probably go side two over it as well, because Frank Goes to Hollywood would definitely do it for me. Yeah.
Whereas,
but you got Womack and Bob Marley, not things I'm into. But side four, you've got Wham, Thompson Twins, but you've also got obviously Gary Glitter, a Madness one that's not great. David Sylvian.
Side four was my least favourite anyway. It was side two and three that I didn't know which way round to do it. So it went one, three, two, four, whereas I didn't know whether I'd do it one, two, three, four. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you got Propaganda on
side three, I was like all Tina Turner and Queen.
Yeah, Cyndi Lauper.
Cyndi Lauper, Bananarama.
I think I'd agree.
I totally agree with you.
Side one was the big one.
100%.
I don't think there's a bad track on there. You know.
No.
To be honest. No. Maybe Sister Sledge. Probably be my worst.
For me,
one.
That's still a vibe. It's just not you.
So yeah. Okay. So overall. Out of 10.
So
we've had a 7 and a 6.5 so far.
We have. And are you ready for this one? So this was a solid album, as I've just said.
Yeah.
And it's my favourite of what I've listened to so far. The vibe, the flow. Like, we only had a couple where I was like, eh, with. Like, there weren't really many that I was like, there weren't really many that I didn't know. And they didn't take that away. So I've gone for a solid nine
already. Wow, that's whoa.
Yeah,
number
but no,
three and we're at a nine. Wow, wow.
Honestly,
how much do you regret that later? Or
I don't
not,
think I will.
You know?
That's a really good album.
Yeah, when you were saying I was thinking an 8, 7.5, but no. Nine.
Oof, I did think an 8.5, but I went with a 9.
No, fair enough. Yeah, you can only go on what you've heard. But that is solid. That is,
that is
now
obviously,
three.
Yeah. I mean, like, I'd take out, like, and I think if, you know, like, and it makes it sound like, because Gary Glitter's in it, take that out anyway. That don't count, right? I just think it's a solid album. I don't think you can go wrong with those songs.
I won't disagree. I mean, I don't think I'd have even given it a 9 when I look at how many I don't like.
See, whereas there weren't many that I don't like. Do you know what I mean? Like, it was
interesting to see if we get a perfect album, because surely to be a 10 out of 10, you've got to like every song.
Do you know what a perfect album would be? It would be I know every song, so there's no people that I've like. It would be that I've had all the people as well. You've got to find an album where there's not someone that I've not had yet.
Yeah,
I've got to like every single on it, and then I think it'll be in.
Well, let's see if now Ball next week gets you there. That is now 4. You can see some of the artists on there, obviously.
Michael Jackson, McCartney,
quote.
Okay, Tina Turner,
U2, Level 42, Elton John.
This won't be a 10.
We've got Elton John, Lionel Richie. Lionel Richie, Heaven 17, Level 42, Culture Club, U2, Paul McCartney, Queen, Status Quo, Kim Wilde, OMD again, Lamal, UB40 are back, Tina Turner, Nick Kershaw again, Style Council, Thompson Twins on again, Michael Jackson, Julian Lennon, The Eurythmics, Ray Parker Jr., can't think what that would be, John Waite and Nick Haywood. They are just the ones on the front cover of this now four for next week. So,
I don't think it's going to be a 10 that does.
We will see.
But it could be a surprise. Who knows?
And.
But I will get this.
And. Breaking news.
Yeah.
Read that 32, top bit.
32 Charles Hoggin hits on one double cassette.
32, not 30. So you've got a few more songs to listen to.
I've got a few couple of hours to listen.
Yeah. And I like how they've put Chart Hoggin hits. Chart Hoggin. The Hoggin for the pig. Yeah. They're really doing the marketing on it now.
Yeah.
But that's enough of that. We will do that next week.
But and we'll get listening.
Now three is the one to buy from Rebecca.
Yeah.
Okay. On that note, we'll say goodbye, and I shall let you enjoy this listening to the sounds of Now Four for us to review next week.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Then.
Bye.
See you next week.
We will. Bye.